For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill, broadcasting at World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. We have a chance to check in with Abby Grimm. Abby from the Mille Lacs area.
Yep.
Abby, give us a little background on yourself.
I started with horses, and I guess my brother decided to change me to the dairy industry. My first year, I showed a Jersey winter yearling. Her name is Jaylee, and I still show her to this day, and I just kind of started. My first time was like, ooh, I don't know if I want to do this. And I did it, and I loved it. And I just kind of kept doing it, and I've like learned how to clip. I've went to World Dairy Expo 4 years now, and I've just watched people clip and how like they interact with the animals and just kind of learn how to do different things to make myself do better at what I do.
Now, it's so interesting, not growing up maybe in it, to somehow get involved. And you mentioned your brother kind of played a big role in that?
Yeah, he did. He showed dairy before I did, and he's like, come on, you got to get out of them horses. They're nothing good for you. He's like, you got to go into the dairy. So I'm like, all right, I'll give it a try 1 year. And I did. And, you know, I loved it because I'm still doing it. So.
Well, talk about you partaking in the fitting competition, and you've had a great finish. Just kind of recap that for us.
So I did Kristen Ryman made me sign up for the fitting contest, and I was like super nervous about it, but I'm like, all right, I kind of know what I'm doing, so, you know, I'll do it. And I did it. I went in, and it was so much fun. The girls were so nice, and they were very talkative. And, you know, you got 60 minutes to fit an animal, and it's like, oh my gosh, that's not enough time. But it was enough time to get like your animal ready. And so I got her all ready. And, you know, coming in third place, I was super happy for the first time ever doing it. And it's a national show. It was a lot of fun.
Now, for those who, like me, who didn't grow up judging cattle or doing fitting, what is fitting? Kind of define that for somebody who's maybe not familiar with it.
So you want to fit your animal to its best ability. You want it nice and clean. You don't want them fat. You kind of want them skinny. You want them very angular. You want them straight across the top. So you really got to take your time and level them out and, you know, carefully take hair off and not too much, where it makes them look weird. Yeah.
How long does it take from start to finish to get an animal ready, would you say?
Ooh, for me doing it myself, about an hour and a half to 2 hours roughly, but if it's with more than one person, maybe an hour.
Okay, so now here's a really silly question. So you get an animal ready today, and now you got to go back tomorrow and start from square one, or can you kind of just trim up and just kind of go around the edges a little bit?
So today we're just like finishing clipping, as you can see. So tomorrow we'll just go with the top line, and we'll carve that out the rest of the way, and we'll straighten her out, and we'll paint her up, make her look pretty and shiny, you know, kind of like sparkles when you put your makeup on and stuff. So really we just kind of keep going from where we ended the day before.
Well, Abby Grimm joining us here on Chasm Radio. Abby, congratulations. Good luck the rest of Expo here, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Abby Grimm joining us from the Mille Lacs area here on Chasm Radio, number one farm radio in central Minnesota.